Welcome to tonight's meditation, brought to you by Lioness Soul. You've joined us for the first episode in our new evening meditation series. We welcome you to check back right here each Monday and Thursday for a new meditation. Tonight, we're going to spend some time coming to terms with the tension you might be feeling about the upcoming U.S. election. Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, an Independent, or not even interested in voting or politics, you're probably feeling a thickness in the air. Let's take a little time to notice that, accept it, and breathe through it. So, take a moment, settle into a comfy spot, a cushion, a chair, or even your bed. If you're seated, rest your hands on your knees. If you're lying down, rest your arms at your side. And take a few deep breaths. Notice that the weight of your body, and maybe even the weight of this upcoming election, can now rest on the surface you've chosen. Allow it to support you. Loosen your neck. Relax your shoulders. Unclench those stomach muscles. And let go of the stiffness in your legs and feet. As you continue breathing deeply, consider for a moment the source of or reason for the tension you're feeling surrounding this election. Are you actively involved in a campaign? Do you have worries about a specific cause or issue? Do you feel genuine fear? Or are you just taking on the tension of everyone else around you? If you personally have worries or fears, what are they? In your mind, in your worst of thoughts, what could happen? And what would it mean for you personally? Allow yourself to experience the tension that thinking about that worst-case scenario causes. Let it in without trying to push it away. Feel it and sit with it for a moment. Notice where that tension finds a home in your body. Perhaps it's your head, your neck, your stomach, or even your fists. Wherever it is, focus on that place in your body as you remember to breathe deeply. Give yourself permission to feel that fear, that worry, that tension, without the desire to control it. Consider again that worst case scenario. Is there anything else remaining that you can do to help, even in the smallest of ways, to prevent that, or simply to bring about your desired outcome? Is there anything you can think of that if you choose not to do, you'll regret a week from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, or 4 years from now? If so, take a few more slow, deep, clarifying breaths. And make a silent commitment to yourself that you will do everything you can so that in a week, a month, or a year, you know that you did everything you personally could to prevent that worst-case scenario. Next, use a mindful minute to think about your support system. Who or what do you have in your life that gets you through difficult times? Your family, your partner, your job, friends, a specific hobby, a pet, a film or book. Remember, that support system will still be there on November 4th. It will still be there whenever we find out the results of each individual political race. And it will still be there even if your worst-case scenario were to come to fruition. As long as you have done everything you know you personally can do to help yourself, your loved ones, and your community during this confusing and polarizing time, the rest is out of your hands. Control is a tough thing to relinquish. But go ahead. Find that area in your body that's growing increasingly more tense as you consider all these details. With your eyes closed and your breath still flowing, imagine that spot of tension is a ball of dark smoke. As you exhale, Imagine that smoke being pushed out of your body. Exhale again, and watch the ball of smoke shudder as it floats further away from you. And as you exhale one last time, see that it's disappeared. Bring your focus back to the surface on which you rest. As you inhale deeply, give a thought of gratefulness for your support system, for those who appreciate you and love you, or simply for the people or things that you appreciate and value. In your final moments on this earth, the outcome of the 2020 election may prove to have affected the course of various aspects of life. But in those final moments, it will be that support system and those people and things that you have cherished and valued that will truly matter. Everything else will seem irrelevant. Take a few final deep breaths. And open your eyes, allowing yourself to enjoy this moment without tension. However fleeting it may be. And feel free to come back here and consider these election-related issues again as many times as you need.